Most of this decade, you want to change the gender on your passport, you don't need surgery to do it. You still need to go through surgery or a significant medical procedure if you want to change your gender on your birth certificate. In Victoria, the government says they aim to change that. Martin Foley joins us. He is the Victorian Minister for Mental Health and Equality. What will the legal change mean?
This legal change will mean that transgender, diverse and intersex Victorians will have the same rights as their equivalents in many other states, and that is to have their birth certificate reflect who they are. And it will do so in a way that removes very serious, expensive and sometimes unnecessary invasive surgery as a precondition to do that.
Why do you want to change it?
We know that transgender, diverse and intersex Victorians are treated differently depending on what state they are in, and we want to make sure that their health and well-being and their right to be acknowledged as who they see themselves to be is reflected in a fundamental foundation document to your identity, your birth certificate. We want to make sure that they have the same rights as their equivalents in other states.
Do you think that people in this state are ready for it?
Absolutely. I don't think Victorian community is any different to Western Australia, Tasmania.
The opposition didn't think so last time. I don't think they like it this time either. So there's a significant number of people who vote for them. Are they? What do you say to them?
Well, we've yet to see what the Victorian opposition's view this parliament around is. We know that last time this bill failed by one vote in the Legislative Council because of the likes of the Liberal Party determined that they knew people's identity better than the people themselves. And we want to make sure that the election commitment we made to the number of people in the transgender, diverse and intersex community, that they are given the rights that anybody else has to have their foundation legal identity document reflect who they are.
Is the legislation different this time?
No, it's the same bill. That was the election commitment that we made in 2018 to put the 2016 bill back before the parliament, and that's precisely what we will do.
You've surprisingly lost an MLC or a member of the upper house, the Legislative Council. Phil Dalladakis has resigned. Does that stop you getting this bill through? Does it stop you getting the fire services bill through?
Well, this bill will be second read in the Legislative Assembly, and I'm pretty confident it will get through there. It will, after the winter break, make its way up to the Legislative Council. The Legislative Council is its own master of its destiny, and I look forward to the government's agenda, which it took to the people of Victoria, making its way through the Parliament.
If I can ask you to address this text, Minister, before you go. Stephen said, welcome to the ABC 774 Social Engineering Show. What a joke. Can we have some news this morning? How do you tell someone like Stephen, or how do you prepare him for this sort of change on birth certificates?
Well, it's actually not that big a step. People have had the opportunity for more than a decade to have their gender marked in a different way on their birth certificate. But there's been the requirement for invasive surgery. What we now know is that trans, intersex and gender diverse Victorians are hugely overrepresented in negative mental health and wellbeing outcomes because they are alienated and disengaged from the wider civic community. By being fundamentally polite to people to make sure that their foundation identity document, their birth certificate, reflects their view of who they are, that is a sensible, common sense way and fundamentally decent way to act in 2019. Okay. I respect there are other views, but I would ask people to just reflect that if this was your family member, if this was you, if this was your child, how would you want to treat them politely and fairly and assist them in a decent life?